Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest coming up now.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Veronica Lurvy is our latest councilwoman in the town of North Hempstead. And she replaced Anna Kaplan when she became on New York State Senate. And it really was quite a, you know, I want to share with everybody, quite a process for Veronica. In a round number, there was 10 people vying for the job. Everybody was interviewed, and everybody was the highest caliber person. So this was a very competitive situation. Veronica was chosen and then moved on to the North Hempstead Democratic Committee to be interviewed again by maybe that's 15 people or whatever it is, and approved. And then Veronica moved on to the actual town council. And Judy Bosworth, the supervisor, and they had to approve her and actually vote her in. And she was voted in by both parties, both Republican and Democrat alike. And I've probably taken everything she wants to say from her. But the point, and then we can talk about what she's doing, but the point I wanted to stress in there is, one, the caliber of people we have in the town of North Hempstead, and two, how we make sure that the person going for a position wants the position, and we do the due diligence to make sure it's a quality person. And so, without further ado, Councilwoman Veronica Lurvy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That was quite the introduction. And I am really proud, I have to say, of what you mentioned before about being elected across the party.
When
the vote came before the town board, because that reflects my approach to what I do on the government level, which is to build consensus and to be somebody, you know, who can work with both parties and anybody around the table, really.
I always like to get down to the roots as to how you got started in this. If I am correct, you're a lawyer. Am I right?
I am. I was. I had a career 13 plus years as a corporate attorney.
In a very prestigious firm. It's a very well-known firm.
Yes. Skadden Arps. Yes. 13 years at Skadden Arps. That was quite the journey. I started as a paralegal, actually, in their Prague office. And then I went to law school, and I did corporate finance, corporate infrastructure, restructuring type of work, and I loved it. It was high level, just exciting. You got to travel. It really suited me.
But you also balanced it with being a mom?
I don't know if balance is the right way to say it.
She ignored her kids.
Wait a minute. Because you got involved with educational things as well, correct?
Yes, I was on the PTA. But that was, once I had the kids, I went to part-time at Skadden, which sometimes worked, sometimes didn't. Sometimes part-time meant I was working 60% time, which is 40 hours a week. Sometimes part-time meant I would work full-time and then take several months off.
That would be like working on a project.
Yes, that would be like working on a project. So they really worked with me to try to figure out how to balance family life as well as work life. And in those times that I had some extra time, I did try to get involved in the boys' school. But in the end, it was too hard to balance both. As I have two boys, and as they were getting older, and as my mom was getting older also, she had been doing a lot of the childcare for us. I decided to take some time off. I intended to take 3 years, but it's been about 6 or 7 years now, and it looks like I found a new career.
Yeah, okay, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, life doesn't, you know, whatever that expression is, that's it. I'll pass it on. I mean, you know. But well, it's the truth, though.
Well, if you told me 12 months ago that I'd be sitting here already the councilwoman for the town of North Hempstead. I would have told you
on the radio
crazy.
Show.
Yes.
On the radio show. Forget about the council seat. That you'd be on the radio. That's what says you made it.
Exactly.
But now let's go through the beginning this year so far. I mean, you're up for re-election, and that's not something we can basically talk about, but it will be your first election.
Correct.
But what I want to talk about is your acclimation to the board, people people who listen to this don't even have a concept of what the council does.
Right.
They really don't.
Right.
And therefore, being the newest person, you didn't either. Yeah, you had a basic degree of knowledge, but
of course,
not much.
Yeah.
Go through, that's what I'd like to talk about.
Right. So it was, the acclimation process was a little bit baptism by fire. One day I was being sworn in, the next day I was acting as councilwoman.
Right.
And what does that mean? And I had to find a legislative aide, and I had to figure out what does the day-to-day look like.
Actually, you know what we'll do with that? We'll give a shout-out to Romina, who is the legislative aide.
And she is the most
wonderful. She's wonderful.
I just told her this morning I couldn't do it without you.
Nice. Okay. No, it's the truth, though, because she is good.
Yes, she is. She's wonderful. And she's, you know, she sort of mirrors. We have the same approach to solving the issues that our residents bring to us. And that's really what a council person does. Really big picture, right, is to solve the issues that come before the town board.
Right.
But we're the legislative body of the town. Right now we're working through a budget process, which is what we're very, very laser focused on, you know, to make sure that the town maintains its financial stability, its AAA bond rating. It's doing great. We want to make sure.
How
that
big
that,
is our budget?
It's about 120, 130.
Right. That's huge.
It's split up into different. I'm not going to go. It's really complicated.
Don't go into the, no. No, but I've been reading pieces about it, and you have to, you know, stay under the cap. And you have to try to keep the AAA. You have to try to get the services for the people. I mean, like, when you put all the pieces together, you just scratch your head and say, how can you do it?
Right.
But it's being done in the town.
Yeah.
Whereas other towns are junk rated.
Right. So coming in as somebody who didn't have a political background, I had to learn from the people around me. And I have to say, I couldn't work with a better supervisor and with a better town board.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
Right. They've just been tremendous in helping me acclimate. They've been tremendous in teaching me what it means and to be a councilwoman and giving me support. So I'm super grateful for that.
Can you just define for me District 4? What exactly are the areas that you are involved
Good
with?
Good question. So District 4 is, I'll go through the villages first. So it's Great Neck, Manhasset, Roslyn, but only portions. So it's Village of Kings Point, Village of Great Neck, Village of Kensington, Village of Thomaston, and then the unincorporated portion of Great Neck, which is called Allenwood. Then it includes Manhasset, all the unincorporated portions. So Plandome Road and Community Drive, Great Neck Manor, Spinney Hill area, down to the hospital. And then down Northern Boulevard, including the Strathmores, all the way down to Roslyn. And so the Village of Roslyn Estates, and North Hills. So if I had a map,
Americana
it would probably...
Was yours?
Sorry?
Americana?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Americana.
Okay. No, it's a big area. There's no question about it. And it's a very diverse area.
Right.
So that's the other thing that's very important of anybody in this seat. You know, it's a changing demographic in America, not just in Great Neck.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot have a council person who is not broad-minded, because that's defeatist. You have to have somebody who is willing to work with and make sure that each party comes to the table and everybody walks away happy.
Right.
Which is hard. I'm not going to say that's an easy job.
Well, you have to realize that you don't necessarily know what's best for people.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I've learned that you have to really listen, right? You have to really figure out what their needs are, help them communicate their needs to you. Because like you said, you know, if you have there's a large immigrant community in some parts of the district. And then there's communities that pride themselves on being here for generations.
Right.
And their views, their needs, their desires are going to be different.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
And that's I didn't even think that. You can't help. You can't decide what you think is right for somebody. Whatever you just said was a great statement.
You can have an idea, right? Like, you can have an idea. Like, really, we need to continue on what you guys were discussing before, the water, right? You can have a goal that you're going to be proactive and protect the environment, right? But how you do that and how you communicate it to the different communities is going to be the challenge.
Right.
So what are some of the issues on a lower level, such as pedestrian safety and potholes? What is this all about as far as what's going on in our community?
Right. So just to step back a little bit, in those areas in my district that are unincorporated, the town is the first layer of government. So we fix the potholes, we do the tree trimming, you know, we make sure the trash is collected. All of that. In the areas where there's villages, you know, the villages take care of that. But a lot of the day-to-day is responding to people who call in and say, you know, we have a dangerous intersection. You know, so, you know, I'm a store owner, and I've seen multiple near misses.
Right.
You know, and so then the town has to work and figure out. We have traffic engineers. We have people to analyze those areas and see, can something be done? Is it easy? Is it hard? What are the next steps that need to be taken? So the day-to-day is a lot of those kinds of responses, and a lot of people calling in to get their stumps removed. That's a huge thing.
So just as we were talking about breast cancer and having a team involvement, I in my mind see this similarly, in that parts of an area may have Nassau County involved with, let's say, the streets versus, let's say, the village. And you have to be able to get that flow of communication among yourselves and support.
Right. The level of the number of municipalities sometimes involved in issues can be mind-boggling. And it can really slow things down, you know, when you have to figure out whose street is it. But then, not only whose street is it, for example, but who controls the lights and who controls the signs. And it might be different municipalities that control each. So you're right, the ability to work together is critical.
I mean, I personally had a concern about Middle Neck Road in the village of Great Neck, only to find out one group was doing this, one group was doing that. And as you just explained, it was like, whoa, and they're all right on top of each other. Right. One's on one corner, one's on the other.
Right. It leaves you scratching your head. Sometimes. Why do we need all these layers again?
Right.
You know, we're going to take a break, and we have to, but we'll come back to that, because that is the confusion that people don't appreciate, that just because you call Veronica doesn't mean she can fix that, because it could be state, it could be county, it could be something else.
But I'll tell you what I can do when
you
we come back.
Hold. Okay.
All right. I'm hanging in here. I want to hear this. 88.1
FM and WCWP.org.